We present Best Sellers. Best Sellers, featuring great works by famous authors of today and yesterday.
April 1945, the Third Reich's 13th hour. Into the blazing rubble of Berlin parachutes a unit of Allied commandos. Their mission, to kidnap Hitler. We present the 13th hour.
Friday, April the 27th, 1945.
Elfrieda! What is it?
The Russians. They've reached the Kreuzberg. They've reached our area.
Well, what is it? What has happened?
The Russians. Oh. They're fighting on the outskirts of the Kreuzberg.
Oh, they will kill us all.
Oh, Elfrieda, are you sure?
Of course. I recognize the signs. There were a number of exhausted German troops and some ragged false Germans falling back from the direction of the Gorlice railroad station.
Gorlice? But that is so close.
What did you do? Did you speak to any of them?
Yes. Three gun crews stopped and dug in at the south end of the street. And some of the soldiers set up machine gun posts in overhead windows. I detoured briefly to ask one of them for news.
And what did they tell you?
They had little to say, except that the Russians were right behind them. They said the best I could do would be to hurry to shelter and stay there.
If they are beginning to fight in the end of the street, then the battle is even closer than we thought.
I feared it was like that for some time. I could hear by the noise. It has been growing louder.
Yes, I had been thinking the same.
I should never have let you leave the cellar, Elfrieda.
One of us had to go. We were getting low on water and, well, I volunteered.
Yes, I know, but I am younger than you. If I had known it would be so dangerous,
we must all share in doing what we can. And share the dangers as well.
What are we going to do?
One of the soldiers did say that while the Russian troops have managed to come up from the southeast, following the Spree River, our troops have managed to hold firm on the Landwehr Canal, southwest of here.
Then there is still some hope. We might be able to remain here in safety.
We will have to see for our feedback.
So what do you think we should do for the time being?
Wait and watch. We will take turns in going to the top of the cellar stairs and seeing what happens in those gun crews. We'll probably be able to make them out fairly well at the bottom of the street. They will be our barometer, as it were.
If anything happens to them, then what?
It's getting worse.
Then we will have to make an important decision. Where to go from here? It is getting worse. But still endurable.
Where are you going, Erika?
To take the first watch. Your sister can take the next one. After me, Elfrieda.
Yes, I will tell her myself. She is still looking after the American.
We are not sure he is an American.
Nevertheless, he is a friend of Monsieur Cadio, who is.
Oh, if only we knew where he was. Then we'd know what has happened to my husband.
You must not worry about him, Frau Fiedek. I'm sure Monsieur Cadio is looking after him very carefully, for your sake.
Oh, do you think that is possible, Fräulein Wolke?
Yes, I am certain of it.
I must go.
Please, take care.
I will.
Bombardment incessantly. When will this stop?
Our men haven't a chance.
What is that awful noise?
Katyushi. That is what the Russians call them. A type of gun. I've heard them before. They started using them prior to our flight from the outer strip.
They are Russian, then.
Yes. I heard them being described by German officers. Yes, they are an awful weapon, my dear.
It means that our existence here will become even more precarious. Hossebeck, are you all right?
And the soldier?
I'm not injured, just shaken. And the soldier is unharmed.
Oh, thank heavens for that.
But there's a great deal of dust in the room. It won't be fit to breathe if this devastation continues.
Perhaps we'd better move him into this room.
What? Here? But we women sleep here.
I doubt if he will be doing much sleeping.
Certainly not if this bombardment continues.
You said he was unharmed, Hossebeck, but is he conscious?
No, I'm afraid not, my dear. He seemed to revive briefly before I took over my watch from Fräulein Wirtli's sister.
Did he say anything?
Nothing that I could understand, except he seemed to mention his friend's name. But I can't be certain of that.
Elfrieda?
Yes, my dear.
What do you think his condition is?
Well, he seems to be improving, but he's still very weak. Why?
I was thinking of moving him.
Oh, you need not worry about doing that, Erika. It will not hurt him greatly for us to carry him in here.
I wasn't thinking of that. Elfrieda? Fräulein Wulke, are you all right?
Yes, do not be alarmed.
Oh, that was a bad one. So close.
Elfrieda! Elfrieda!
Oh, my sister!
Elfrieda!
Oh, what is it, Ludwig? What is it?
What is it?
What has happened?
The Russians, they have just destroyed two of the German field guns.
Oh, to live or God. That means there's only one left.
Only one left between us and the Russians.
Oh.
They're trying everything to wipe out the last of the resistance.
What? What was that?
Oh, it's useless. They can't make ourselves heard.
Oh, it's awful! Awful! What are they doing to our poor soldiers?
What is it they are doing to our city, Frau Fielbeck?
There will be nothing left by the time they have finished.
Even human beings, if this continues.
It's as though the world were ending. Listen to it. Oh, to think my husband is out in the dead somewhere.
Oh, dear.
He will be safe. Monsieur Kedio will see to that.
Oh, I'm sure I shall never see him again.
Oh, nonsense, my dear. You mustn't think like that.
It stopped.
What?
It stopped. The noise. What is that sound? That strange firing?
That must be our last remaining gun. You couldn't hear it before.
It seems so ineffectual. Useless.
No doubt it is, my dear Ludwika.
Only that between us and whatever they have to create, that terrible din. I wonder why they have seized the Russians.
No doubt to see what damage they have inflicted. To gloat.
No, Elfrieda. There is some cunning idea behind the pause. They are treacherous. They would do nothing without a reason. What was it like when you were out there, Ludwiga? Dreadful.
Ah, Liebchen.
Fires were raging throughout the district.
Oh.
And everything is so flat.
Yes, yes.
Just heaps of rubble strewn in all directions.
Oh.
And so much death.
Oh, don't, my dear. You will only upset Frau Fiebig even more.
Of course. It was thoughtless of me. I shouldn't have asked. But I suppose we have to know in order to decide what to do.
Do? There is very little we can do.
They're beginning again.
Yes.
That is what they're trying to do.
What?
What is it? They're halting to see what our defenses are. How many guns we have left. And to locate them. Then they start their bombardment again.
And they won't take long to wipe out their last gun.
No.
No. I cannot stand it. I cannot stand it any longer.
Thank you.
gun is still firing. They haven't hit it yet. Listen.
Not yet. But it won't be long. And then...
It is as if they were toying with us.
They are.
Monsters. All of them monsters. Murderers. Oh, my poor husband.
Once that gun is gone, then they will be swarming up the street. What's left of it. Searching the rubble.
Where can my poor husband be?
Shush, my dear Frau Fiebeck, please.
Oh, what can be happening to him?
If they should find us, if we are still alive for them to find us.
Erika, what is it that you are thinking?
Deciding. I have decided what we have to do.
And what is it?
We must move from here.
No. No, no.
We must move from here. We must gather what we can and try to make our way to better shelter.
No, no, please, my husband. How could he find us?
I can understand all of you being reluctant to brave the streets, despite the fact that our existence here is even more precarious. But we have no choice. You must believe me.
But, Erika, my dear, where will we go? We had the greatest trouble finding this place. And even then, we wouldn't be here sharing your shelter if it hadn't been for the generosity of both yourself and Monsieur Kedio. Others will not be so generous. They won't have the means.
My sister is right, Erika. We could still be wandering on the streets if you had not offered us your hospitality. And besides, what about yourself? You told us how difficult it had been for you to find shelter when you arrived in Berlin.
People turned you away. And that was at a time when things were not nearly so bad as they are now.
Not nearly so desperate.
One could still get food then, somehow. And there were far more buildings standing in which one could find shelter.
And you were a single person, alone. Now we are four.
Five, and the fifth is a wounded man, an enemy at that. There will be people who will object to that, Germans like ourselves, who are bitter because they have lost everything, have had to watch their men and their boys being slaughtered.
They might betray him to the Gestapo.
And us as well.
When we fled from the outskirts of the city, no one was interested in our troubles. They had their own.
No one would help us then. They certainly would not do so now.
I know all that. But if we remain here, we will be buried alive. The walls will not stand much further bombardment. It is a miracle that the cellar hasn't already collapsed.
Perhaps we could find some way of preventing it.
How? And with what? And even if these walls don't fall on us, there is an even greater chance that what remains of the building above may come crashing down, blocking the stairs and sealing us off from any hope of escape.
Oh, but if we try to travel along the streets, the Russians will be able to fire on us.
Not if we go at night. I suggest that we leave once it is dark. Tonight.
Oh, tonight? Oh, no.
It will be our last chance. No. By tomorrow morning, that last gun will be wiped out. And then we will have the Russian soldiers pouring down the street, searching for loot and women to rape.
No, no.
Yes, Frau Fiebeck. And we are not even sure if we have that last chance. The gun may be destroyed within the next few moments.
The lulls seem to be getting longer.
Yes. I wonder why.
It's getting late. It could be too dark for them to see properly.
Yes, that must be it.
But our gun continues to fire.
It is typical. They have no hope of success. But like a child defying an adult, they want to prove they can outshout the enemy.
So many of them, and so little of us.
Perhaps it does have some guarantee of success.
What do you mean, Elfrida?
It merely has to fire in the direction of the Russians and be sure of hitting one of them. They are so massed together. Well, the Russians have only one target to try and hit, and of whose whereabouts they don't seem too certain.
My ladies, we are wasting time. We must get our things together.
Don't force us to go, please, Fräulein.
But our lives are at stake, Frau Fiebeck.
It is the Russians who are forcing us to leave, Frau Fiebeck.
Oh, lieber Gott. They're beginning again.
Down! Don't get out of
here! Help me! Help!
Lie down on the floor, quickly!
Ludwiga!
They are still clear.
Yes, you're right. And that is what is causing the dust not to settle.
It's knocked out our lamps. There are only two remaining.
We're lucky they did not start a fire.
Oh, they couldn't have. They were buried under the rubble. We were lucky that we were not. Yeah. Oh, good heavens. Frau Fiebeck?
Don't worry. I'm here on the floor behind you.
Oh, thank goodness. You are not injured, are you?
Oh, no, just a little bruised.
Now will you believe me when I say that we must leave?
You would think they'd give up until tomorrow, till the morning.
Give up?
The Russians. Mm. Their German gun seems determined never to give up.
Let us hope it never does.
It is astonishing that the Russians haven't tried to storm it.
Not in this darkness. And even if they do succeed in destroying it tonight, they will still be fairly cautious about charging up the street because of lone snipers.
Things do seem to still be with us.
Yes. Which is why we must take advantage of them while we can. We cannot wait any longer. This building is apt to collapse at any moment. We must move closer to the center of the city.
Oh, you are right. As you were in the beginning, we should have listened to you then, Erica, my dear.
Never mind. Fortunately, we have not lost too much time in arguing.
Yes, to stay here any longer would be suicide. What about him?
Who? Oh, the soldier. Good heavens, we haven't looked to see how he is.
Do not worry. I will go.
Let us hope he has not been more harmed than he is.
But what will we do with him?
Oh, we will make a stretcher. Elfrida and I will see to that.
He is safe. There's just some dust and plaster lying on him, but not enough to have caused him any harm.
Is he still unconscious, Elfrida?
Unfortunately, yes.
Then we will have to carry him, as I thought. While we are making the stretcher, you, Ludwiga, and you, Frau Thiebeck, must select the most useful of our food items. We cannot take it all, I fear.
Why not?
Because we are going to have to carry provisions and him all together, which is going to be difficult enough. Yeah. And as for our personal belongings...
Oh, what little we have left.
We will have to leave all those behind.
That man is awfully heavy.
Surely the four of us can manage one man.
Three.
Huh? What on earth do you mean?
I have to stay.
Frau Thiebeck, we have been through all this before. You cannot remain here.
I must. I have given my reasons. I am not going.
Thiebeck, you cannot stay. We cannot manage to carry the soldier without you.
I have to stay. My poor husband is bound to come back looking for me. How could he ever find me if I went away with you?
Berlin is not so large a city. Besides, better a live wife to hug than a dead wife waiting. What would Herr Thiebeck think of us if we left you to die in a broken-down cellar?
But he is so helpless. He can't find anything. He can't even find his collar buttons unless I'm there to help him.
To think that our fine, brave Gestapo have forced themselves to rely on unfortunate men like him to defend Germany.
To defend us. Frau Thiebeck, do not worry, please. Just as soon as we find a new place, I will come back and mark the address on the wall with a piece of chalk. He will find us. You will see.
Do you think that would work?
I am sure of it. Oh, we must get ready quickly. The Russians seem determined to destroy that gun.
Yes, yes. You wanted me to assist you with making a stretcher, Elfrida?
Yes, thank you, Elfrida. Pray that we are ready to leave during this lull before the guns begin again.
Erika, the German gun. I do not hear it anymore.
Have been listening to Best Sellers, featuring the masterworks of famous authors that have captured the imagination of the world. Best Sellers is brought to you every Monday to Friday on Springbok Radio at 9 p.m.
John Lee's dramatic novel, The 13th Hour, is adapted for radio by John Cavigia and produced by Andre Bortner.